Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's podcast. Now, before we get into the podcast, listen, if you have any podcast ideas or topics or something you would like us to teach on here at M2G, stay on the podcast because at the very end, I'm going to share with you how you can submit those ideas in a very easy and efficient manner. So stay on because we're going to share that information as well as some other growth and empowerment opportunities that I know you are going to want to take advantage of. Now, on today's podcast, I want to talk about how to process life's pains. Have you ever gone through pain in life? Have you ever experienced something that you thought you would never, ever, ever be able to overcome? Well, I think all of us at one point in time in our life have experienced these types of situations. So I want to talk about how do we process that pain that happens in life? Because all of us are going to, whether we like it or not, we are going to experience things that we wish we would not have to experience. The reality is there, but how do we process that? How do we overcome that? How do we not let that dictate our future? So I want to talk about processing life's pains. Now let's look at the definition of pain. When you look up the definition of pain in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says this: a localized or generalized unpleasant bodily sensation or complex of sensations that causes mild to severe physical discomfort and emotional distress and typically results from bodily disorder such as injury or disease. Now, we know that definition. We know that definition of pain. It's, you know, when you break your arm, it hurts. When you stub your toe, it hurts. You know, when you fall down, it hurts. We understand that type of pain. But I'm not talking about that type of pain today. I'm not talking about the type of physical pain that we experience at times. What I'm talking about is this definition. It continues to say that the definition of pain is this: mental or emotional distress or suffering, one that irks or annoys or is otherwise troublesome, to make suffer or cause distress to put oneself to trouble or exertion. So the kind of pain that I'm talking about in life today are those mental and emotional distresses, those mental and emotional sufferings, those moments that annoy us in life, those moments that are troublesome, those moments that even at times, according to this definition, we put ourselves into. That's the type of pain that I'm talking about. See, here's the reality of it. Good management of bad experiences will lead to you growing. How we handle the situations of life, how we handle the situations that we go through is going to determine how we are going to grow in life. Let me ask you a question, and I really want you to think about this. How do you usually respond to experiences? Do you maybe explode in anger, or maybe you shrink yourself into an emotional cave, or maybe you detach yourself from the experience as much as possible, maybe even denying that it never happened? Or maybe you do this. Maybe you just ignore it. How do you respond to the pains of life? John McDonald said this: every problem introduces a person to himself. Man, that is such an insight. Every problem introduces a person to himself. See, each time, my friends, that we encounter a painful experience, we get to know ourselves just a little bit better. See, pain really, and I'm talking about this emotional pain, it literally can stop us dead in our tracks, or it can cause us to make decisions we would like to put off, deal with issues that are in front of us that we'd rather not face, and make the changes that, yes, even at times make us feel uncomfortable. You know what pain does? Pain prompts us to face who we are and where we are. When we go through these emotional times, these stressful times, you know what it's really doing? Is it's really prompting, it's really causing us to have to face who we are and where we really are. See, what we do with these experiences, my friends, define who we are going to become. It's how we handle those situations. Now, I know you're saying, but Jerome, you don't know what I've gone through. You don't know the experiences that I've had. You're absolutely correct. I don't know the experiences. And as unfair and as unreasonable and as impossible as it seems, here's the reality of it. We still have to work and we still have work to do and life to live after a tragedy occurs. We still have roles to fill. We still have to continue to be a husband or a wife or a parent. We continue to have to be a boss. We still have those roles to fill. We still have responsibility to families and to others, even in the middle of pain. See, the stuff of life, it may pause you for a little while, but I got news for you. Life doesn't stop because of the pain that it brings with it. Fair or not, that is just the reality, my friends. And I know you may be saying, but that just is not fair. No, the reality of it is we have to learn how to process the pains of life because life has to go on. Now, let me ask you a question. What separates people who thrive from those who merely survive? What separates them? What makes the difference in their lives? Well, I believe personally that it's how they face their problems. How they face their problems and how you and I face the problems of life. And we all know that there are unexpected situations. There are unexpected stresses. There are unexpected problems that come up. How we face those things will determine if we're thriving or we're just surviving in life. See, I've never known anyone, my friends. I've never known anyone who said, I simply love problems. Nobody loves going through situations in life. Nobody loves going through circumstances in life. But I've known many people who have admitted that their greatest gains, hear what I'm about to say, their greatest gains came in the middle of their pain in life. Now, here's what I know about bad experiences. Here's what I know, a few things that I know about bad experiences. You ready for them? We're talking about how to process pain in life. How do I process the stressful times? How do I process those difficult times? Well, here's a few things that I need you to understand about bad experiences, about life's problems, about life's pains. Number one, everyone has them. Everyone has bad experiences. Life is filled, my friends, with ups and downs. The problem is this, though. The problem is that most of us, all we want is ups and ups. All we want is ups and ups. But let me help you. That's not even possible. I think it's pretty obvious that nobody on the face of this earth gets to escape bad experiences. We all are going to have bad experiences. And we can do everything in our power to avoid these negative and these bad experiences, but they have a way of finding us. Listen, I heard a quote, and I love this quote, and here it is. This quote says, I try to take life one day at a time, but lately several days have attacked me at once. Does that resonate with you? I try to take it one day at a time, but it seems like several days have come at me and they've been attacking me. Listen, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what you do or what your background is, you and I are going to have to deal with some bad experiences and some pain in life. Dennis Woolley said this. He said, expecting the world to treat you fairly just because you're a good person is a little like expecting the bull not to charge you because you're a vegetarian. Isn't that a true statement? That just because you're a good person, and I know you're a good person, I know you're doing the best that you can, but just because you're a good person doesn't mean that life is going to treat you fairly. See, we have to have realistic expectations when it comes to pains and problems. We cannot avoid them. No matter what we do, no matter how we try, we cannot avoid them. So the first thing is that everyone has them. The next thing is that no one likes them. No one likes a bad experience. Dustin Hoffman said this. He described what it was like for him and some fellow actors in the early days of their careers when they were struggling. And I want to read you what he said. Dustin Hoffman said this. If anyone had told us that we would have been successful, we would have laughed in their face. We were anything but successful actors in those days. I was a waiter. Gene Hackman was a mover. And Robert Duvall worked at the post office. We didn't dream of being rich and famous. We dreamed of finding a job. It was a time of terrible rejection, and we hated being rejected. It got to the point, he said, that we used to leave our 8x10s at the door of casting agents, knock and run, just so we wouldn't have to be face-to-face with the rejection again. It was so discouraging that I seriously considered quitting and becoming an acting teacher at a university. See, people don't understand. Nobody likes rejection. No one likes bad experiences. No one likes it when they're in the middle of a bad experience. No one likes it when we're in the middle of a problem or pressure or a life-altering situation, because it's usually just painful. It's usually just something that we feel has the potential to destroy us. But listen, if we manage that experience well, my friends, hear what I'm about to say. If we manage it well, then we enjoy talking about it afterwards. It's what we call in the church a testimony. So no one likes having bad experience. No one likes having these wartime experiences. The third thing about bad experiences is that few people make bad experiences positive experiences. See, life's difficulties, hear me closely. Life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They just don't. They move us in a direction. The question is this: in which direction will we be moved? Will we move forward, or will we be moved backwards? See, when we have bad experiences in life, my friends, do we become better or do we become bitter? Will those experiences limit us or lead us to grow? I need you to ask yourself these questions. When it comes to bad experiences, few people make those bad experiences positive experiences. Warren G. Lester said this: success in life comes not from holding a good hand, but in playing a poor hand very well. See, my friends, when tough times come, many people don't respond well. Maybe you don't respond well. I know that I haven't always responded well, and it's easy not to respond well. Some seem to have the motto that, well, I once saw on a bumper sticker, and it said this: when the going gets tough, it's time to take a nap. Some people just want to sleep things off. And you know what I'm talking about. People just want to avoid it. They just want it to go away. But the reality of it is, it's not going to. Learning how to process this pain, learning how to process the difficult times in life, is essential if you want to grow in life. Listen, if you are dedicated to your personal growth, my friends, then you must become committed to managing your bad experiences well. So now, how do I turn my pain into gain? How do I properly process this thing, Jerome? How do I turn my pain into gain? Frank Hughes said this: experience isn't really the best teacher, but it sure does serve as the best excuse for not trying to do the same silly thing again. Listen, my friends, if you want your bad experiences to keep you not only from doing the same silly things, but to also lead to significant growth, I suggest that you take the following action steps. I'm going to give you some steps right now on how to process the pains of life. How do I turn the bad experiences? How do I turn my pain into my gain? The first thing is, you have to choose a positive life stance. I'm going to say again, you have to choose a positive life stance. What is a life stance, Jerome? What are you talking about? Well, a life stance is a term that I'm going to use to describe people's overall frame of reference. It's the set of attitudes that we carry. It's the assumptions that we carry. It's the expectations that we hold for ourselves, as well as the expectations that we hold for other people. And really the world in general. What is your worldview? How do you view life? You have to choose a positive life stance. It comprises, for example, it comprises people's attitudes towards money, assumptions about their health, and expectations even for like their children's future. What is your life stance? Choose a positive life stance. Listen, the product of any person's life stance is their overall way of looking at things, whether they maybe tend to be optimistic or pessimistic. That means they see the glasses half full or they see the glasses half empty. Maybe they're optimistic or pessimistic. Maybe they're cheerful or gloomy, trusting or suspicious, friendly or reserved, brave or timid, generous or stingy, giving or selfish. All of these things and how people act is their life stance. You can tell what someone's like just simply by the way they act. Listen, if we can maintain, my friends, if we can maintain a positive life stance, what we're doing is we're literally putting ourselves in the best position to manage bad experiences and turn them into positive growth. Life is not the way it's supposed to be at times. I understand, my friends, but it is the way it is. The way that we cope with it is what makes the difference. We cannot control all of the things that happen in life, but how we cope with those things. I say it all the time. You cannot dictate people's actions, but what you do get to dictate is your reaction to people's actions. Listen, we cannot control. This is just reality. We cannot control really much of what really happens to us in life. We really can't. If you think about it, we don't have that kind of control. You know, I may own a house. And if I own a house, I may be the king of that domain, in essence. But I can't control if squirrels come into my yard and climb up my trees, or I can't control if groundhogs come in and dig holes, and I can't control things. I can't even control what my kids do on that property to a degree. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I can't control life. I can't control what happens around me. But what I can control is my attitude. And I can choose to rise above my circumstances and refuse to allow negative experience to undermine who I am and what I want to believe, or I can allow those circumstances to control how I act and how I think. Listen, I have come to adopt a positive life stance because I believe it gives me the best chance. I believe it gives me the best chance to succeed while putting me in the best position to help others succeed. Listen, life is filled with good and bad, my friends. Some of the good and the bad, I can't control. That's called life. Some of the good and bad will find me. If I have a positive life stance, the good and bad will become better. If I have a negative life stance, the good and bad will become worse. Therefore, I'm choosing to have a positive life stance. See, to a large degree, my friends, to a large degree, hear this. To a large degree, you get what you expect. Well, not always. Not only, but most of the time, you're going to get what you expect out of life. So what we need to learn to do then is we need to learn to embrace the value of bad experiences. What, Jerome? What are you talking about? Embrace the value of bad experiences. Bad experiences can't have any value. Bad experience. Yes, they can. Part of processing life's pains is learning how to embrace the value of the bad experiences that you go through in life. Author Neil Donald Walsh said this: life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And I know bad experiences are not comfortable. Bad experiences are not easy to go through. Bad experiences are not something we enjoy. But how about turning that bad experience into an opportunity to be creative and grow? Learn to embrace that creativity. Learn to embrace and take that positive life stance in the middle of it. Listen, maybe you're getting pushed out of your comfort zone. Life really begins. It really begins. And if life is always the way we want it to be, and life is always going to be what we expect it to be, and if life is always going to be lived in our little bubble, in our little comfort zone, I got news for you. You're never going to grow, because the only way you grow is to get pushed out of those comfort zones, to get pushed out of those areas that are comfortable, where you feel comfortable. Listen, if you're going to grow in life and I'm going to grow in life, if I'm going to learn how to process the pains of life, then I'm going to have to be pushed beyond my comfort zone. So life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And we need to learn to embrace the value of the bad experience. Every bad experience, every difficult experience, every stressful moment has a value to it. The question isn't, why am I going through this? The question is, what do I need to learn in the middle of it? Because we cannot control the why, but we can ask the what. President John F. Kennedy was once asked how he became a war hero. With his customary dry wit, he responded this way. It was quite easy. Somebody sunk my boat. Think about that. How did you become a war hero, President Kennedy? It was easy. Somebody sunk my boat. Somebody took my life as I knew it. A situation took my life as I knew it, and it sunk it. And I had no choice but to survive. See, it's always easier, my friends, to see something positive in a negative experience long after it happens. It's difficult to meet the negative experience in the moment with a positive mindset. Isn't that such a true statement? It is difficult at times to see the good in a situation. It is difficult at times to see the good in a circumstance. It is difficult at times to see the value in a situation. But trust me, it has a value. It has a purpose. It has a reason. However, if we can do that, if we can learn to see the positive, even in the negative situations, we're always going to be able to learn something from that experience. There was an inventor. Let me tell you this story. There was an inventor. His name was Charles F. Kettering. He was the head of research at General Motors. And he made this statement. You will never stub your toe standing still. The faster you go, the more chance there is of stubbing your toe. But the more chance you have of getting somewhere. In other words, my friend, what was Charles Kettering saying? What was Brother Kettering saying to us? What was the preacher saying to us, if you will? He was saying this: where there is no struggle, there is no progress. See, facing difficulties is inevitable. You and I are going to face them. Learning from them, however, is optional. I'm going to say it again. Facing difficulties is inevitable. But learning from them is optional. Whether you and I learn is based on if we understand that difficulties present opportunities to learn, and then we treat those opportunities accordingly. And what's the last thing that we need to do to process life's pain? What do I do with bad experiences? Well, make good changes after learning from the bad experience. Novelist James Baldwin said this: not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. See, oftentimes, my friends, it takes a bad experience for us to face the changes we need to make in our lives. What is a difficult situation? What is a stressful time? What is a bad experience? It is an opportunity to turn our life around. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. I'm going to say it again. A bend in the road of life. A difficulty is in the road of life. A stressful situation in the road of life. A bad experience in the road of life is not the end of the road unless you and I fail to make the turn. See, most people don't think their way to positive change. They feel their way to positive change. They feel, they don't think it. They just want to simply go through the feeling. And if I don't feel good about it, or if it doesn't feel like a positive, then it's just going to be negative. We cannot live by feeling. Change behavior. We need to change that behavior. Make good changes. See, when bad experiences create strong feelings in us, we either face the feelings and try to change, or we try to escape. It's the fight or flight instinct that every one of us have. What do we need to do? We need to train ourselves to fight for positive changes. But how do we do that, Jerome? How do I fight for positive change? How do I fight to properly process life's pain? By remembering this one statement. Our choices will lead to either the pain of self-discipline or the pain of regret. The choices we make will lead us to either the pain of self-discipline or the pain of regret. The next time, my friends, you find yourself in the middle of a bad experience, remind yourself that you are on the cusp of an opportunity to grow and to change. Whether you do it, my friends, will depend on how you react to your experience and the changes that you and I will make as a result. We need to learn how to take responsibility for our life and not allow the negative situations in life to control us. How do we process life's pain? Have a positive life stance. So listen, no matter what you've gone through in life, no matter what you may be going through right now, you have the opportunity right now in this moment, my friends, to grow from it. Yes, it is very difficult at times to see the opportunity in the midst of the pain, but trust me, it is there. We must be willing to not only look for it, but pursue it in this life. We need to learn how to properly process life's pain. Psalms 91, verse 1 through 3. The writer of Psalms said this is such a powerful statement. Listen to what Psalms 91, 1 through 3, reading out of the Message version says, "You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow, say this, God, you are my refuge. I trust in you and I am safe." Notice he said, "I trust in you and I am safe." Why am I safe? Because I'm trusting God in the process of my pain. I'm trusting God in the difficult situations. My friends, you can learn how to process life's pain. Listen, if you haven't done it already, I need you to subscribe and follow this podcast. Every week we are bringing life-changing content that will help you live your best life. And I need you to help me empower others by sharing about this podcast. Get on the phone right now. Forward this podcast to somebody in the text. Tell them to follow Motivated to Greatness, because every week we are helping you and helping others discover the greatness within. And then will you consider partnering with us financially? Listen, your donation, no matter the amount, there is no insignificant amount. It helps us continue to not only bring this podcast to you weekly, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely right through our website. We have several electronic methods on there. All of your giving is tax deductible and we appreciate it. So we say, whether it's a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you in advance. Now here's our announcer to share our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.